In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I've already given my sermon that I have carefully prepared in Fayetteville this morning, so I will dispense with it, but you're perfectly welcome to take it up and read it later if you like. We're observing All Saints today, and the lessons are on page 256 and 257 in the prayer book. If you, and actually might help you to have them in front of you, since I'm going to talk about them. First, a few words about the gospel today, which is the Beatitudes, the beginning of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, which is chapters 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew's gospel. Most scholars think that Matthew's gospel can be divided into five sermons and five sections of stories about Jesus' miracles, his deeds, if you will. So we have his words, his sermons, and his deeds. And the Sermon on the Mount is the first of these five sermons. And in it, our Lord climbs a mountain and gives the new law, the Christian law. So clearly our Lord in Matthew's gospel is, among other things, the new Moses. And as the first Moses received the law from God on a mountain, so our Lord gives the new law on a mountain. But where Moses simply conveys what God tells him, our Lord teaches as one with authority, that is, one who can speak in his own name. So he is the new Moses, but more than Moses was. And the Beatitudes describe a number of blessed conditions. Now, the fashion is in modern Bible translations to begin each with happy. Happy is he who thus and such, which is really, I think, silly. Happy are you when men revile you and persecute you and speak all manner against you for my name's sake. Well, I'm not happy when that happens, and I expect you aren't either. The Greek word is makarios. Makarios. In fact, it's a Greek name. If you're old enough, you may remember the 1960s, the president of Cyprus was Archbishop Makarios, so Archbishop Blessed One. Now, this word shows up in secular Greek literature because it's the attribute of the Olympian deities. The gods and goddesses on Mount Olympus are blessed. And why are they blessed? They're blessed because they don't die. They're immortal and they don't get sick. But if you read Greek mythology, they're often very unhappy. They're often jealous. They're angry. They do terrible things to each other. So blessedness is not quite the same as being happy. So I think our translation is fine. Blessed is about right. But I'm not mainly going to talk about the Beatitudes. I'd like to talk a little bit about Revelation, because after all, it's one of the hardest books in the Bible for us to understand. And it is helpful, I think, if you know just a few basic facts about numbers in Revelation. Numbers have symbolic meaning in Revelation. And if you know what those basic meanings are, then a whole lot kind of falls into place. Our lesson on page 256 and 7 has paragraphs, which is unusual, and that's because they've cut out a bit. And what they've cut out a bit is, after the final bit of the first paragraph, 144,000 of the children of Israel, well, then it names the 12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 from the tribe of Judah and 12,000 from the tribe of so on. And so they just drop that from this particular lesson. But that bit is important because it's one of the numbers. So one of the numbers that's important to know about in Revelation is 12. And 12 is a big biblical number, and it means God's people. Because there were 12 tribes of Israel, and in the New Testament there are 12 apostles. So when you see 12 in Revelation, it refers to God's people. And sometimes you see 24, 24 elders. So that's God's people, Old Testament plus New Testament put together. So the 24 elders are all of God's people taken together. And the number here, 144,000, is similar because 144,000 is 12 times 12,000. So it's not, as the Jehovah's Witnesses believe, that there are only 144,000 people who will be saved, but all of God's people, right? So there is one of the numbers, 12, and then various multiples of 12 have meaning. In the very beginning, the third line, to the four angels. Now, four in Revelation represents the earth, the world, the created order. Four points of the compass, north, south, east, west, four corners of the world, we say. So whenever you see four, you're going to see it associated with something involving the earth or the created world. And in this case, we have four angels who are heavenly beings, but these are angels doing something with the earth. And you will find that the creatures, which are earthly creatures, or groups that represent the earth, usually are given in groups of four. So look at the second paragraph. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues. Four. Because this is the created order. These are created beings who are praising God. And what do such created beings say? Well, often they're going to say four things. They're also represented a little bit further along by four living creatures. Okay? And then the next number to talk about is seven. Seven is the number that represents perfection, fullness, completeness. And so look at the last two lines of page 256. These are four living creatures, but their praise is perfect and complete. And what do they say? Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might. Seven. So when you see lists of things in Revelation, it often helps to count. How many are there? And when you count, you're often going to find four or seven, because this is either perfect, complete, full praise, or it is praise coming from the created world, and those will be represented by seven or by four. So, I mean, often when we're reading Revelation, it's this vast jumble of symbols and images and creatures and words, but when you start counting and noticing the categories, they have a meaning. It's a symbolic meaning, but it's consistent and it's clear, and it's not really terribly puzzling. So Bible study helps sometimes. It's going to give you the key to understand even a very difficult book such as Revelation. So 7, 4, 12. When I was preparing for ordination, I had to pass canonical exams, and I had an exam question that went like this. In Revelation, the book of Revelation, explain the meaning of the following: 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 10, 12, 24, 144,000, 666. Right? All those numbers, all with symbolic meaning. So 7 is the number of perfection and completion. That makes 6 the number of imperfection. And so 6, 6, 6, bad, bad, bad. Okay? Evil, evil, evil. Might have other meanings, but that's a very clear meaning. So, a little bit about Revelation. I don't know that it tells you all that much more about All Saints Day, but we wish you joy in the feast, and we will continue our service.